I'd like to read a little bit from the book of St. Mark.
Gusto kong magbasa sa libro ng St. Mark.
The 15th chapter.
Sa 15th chapter.
And the 38th verse.
Sa 38th versikulo.
It says, "And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom."
At ang tabing sa templo ay nahati sa dalawa.
Now, as I've told you before, we believe in the deep hidden mysteries of Almighty God.
Kagaya ng sinabi ko sa inyo noon, naniniwala ako sa mga misteryong nakatago sa ating Panginoon.
Paul said, "Great is the mystery of godliness."
Sabi ni Apostol Pablo, "Dakila ang misteryo ng Panginoon."
"And I am made a steward of the mysteries of God." "And I am made a steward of the mysteries of God."
Ako ay naging steward ng misteryo ng ating Panginoon.
So then there are great, wonderful mysteries that's hid within the Word of God.
Mayroong mga dakilang mga misteryo na itago sa salita ng Panginoon.
And God has reserved for the church something that's very wonderful.
At ito'y inireserba ng Panginoong Diyos para sa iglesia, itong napakagandang bagay.
And He is eagerly waiting for you to move in on these wonderful things.
At gusto niyang tayo igagalaw para sa magagandang bagay na ito.
He wants you to understand not only the Word of God,
gusto niyang maunawaan ninyo hindi lamang ang salita ng Diyos,
but He wants you to understand the hidden mysteries of the Word of God.
Ngunit gusto niyang maunawaan ninyo ang mga nakatagong misteryo ng Panginoon.
For these mysteries hold food for your soul.
Sapagkat ang misteryong ito ang pagkain ng inyong kaluluwa.
I have been able through the years to enjoy thousands and thousands of these great, wonderful, revealed mysteries.
Aking in-enjoy itong mga libo-libong misteryo sa ating Panginoon.
And I'm still feeding off of the wonderful mysteries of God.
At ito'y nadarama niya hanggang sa ngayon.
I read to you what the Bible tells us about the rent veil.
Sinabi ko sa inyo ang tungkol sa sinabi ng banal na kasulatan.
That's just what the Bible says according to the printed page or the Word.
Yan ang sinasabi ng banal na kasulatan.
But there is a deep hidden mystery concerning the rent veil.
Na mayroong naitagong misteryo tungkol dito sa nahating tabing.
A lot of times to be able to tell you this, it takes hours of teaching and concentration. To be able to get these over to you, a lot of times it takes deep concentration and hours of ministering.
Para sa ganun ay maipanawa ko sa inyo ang mga bagay nito ay maraming mga oras at mga konsentrasyon na kinakailangan.
So it makes it very difficult to bring an evangelistic message.
Ay napakahirap na magdala ng mga evangelistic na mensahe.
And still get this mystery over to you.
At maibigay sa inyo ang mga misteryong ito.
So in our meetings, we usually hold to the fact of healing the sick, of preaching deliverance. In our meetings, we try to hold to a simple thing like healing the sick and praying for deliverance for the people. In this, that makes it kind of difficult for us to be able to bring out these mysteries. But nevertheless, these mysteries are for you. They're for the church. And God wants you to have them. He wants us to move into the things of God. Come out of the world. Be a separate people. Touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
God's people, they are a great people. And these people are predestined to take over the entire universe. Amen. And they're going to be great and they're going to be mighty. Amen. Because God has chosen them as the children of the resurrection. They are great and mighty. And the whole world is going to see that these are the children of the resurrection. All right, we appreciate Brother Fiddle trying to interpret here for us. I appreciate that. We've never worked together before, and it makes it a little difficult for him to do it. But it's all right. We certainly appreciate his efforts. Maybe you can kind of fill me out a little tonight and tell what I'm saying. All right. So then tonight, I'm here to tell you about the love of God and tell you about the power of God. And I'm here tonight to share with you the enthusiasm of Christ, this great, wonderful revival of the power of the resurrection all around the world tonight. There are people throughout the world tonight that is connected with this great, wonderful move of God as to coming forth in this resurrection to where they'll pass from death into life and never come into condemnation, never again. So then great things is taking place. God is wanting to heal, and God is wanting to save. As I said the other night, a lot of people never get their healing for the simple reason that they do not feel that they are good enough to receive healing. They do not feel that they're close enough to God. They do not feel that they fasted enough, prayed enough. But beloved friend, let me tell you, this is why that Jesus travailed in the garden. This is why Christ Jesus prayed for you. This is why God sent his Son into the world, so that he could travail for you, so that he would be the one that could pray the prayer of faith for you. And he said, Father, I prayed for these. I've not prayed for the world, he said. I prayed for these, Heavenly Father, that you might keep them in your name. And he said, I've not lost one of them. At the last day, I will raise up every one of them, he said, at the last day. For I've lost not any of them except the son of perdition. So then tonight, we don't have to worry about being lost. We don't have to worry about being a castaway. We don't have to worry about being good enough to have the grace of God. We don't have to worry about whether or not God wants to heal us. The Bible said the rain is on the just and on the unjust. Tonight, that great, wonderful God of love is pressing. He's pressing against carnality. He's pressing against iniquity. He's pressing against worldliness. He's pressing against all of the powers of opposition so that he can get to you, because God wants to heal you. God wants to save you. And God wants to prosper you. And God wants you to have the very best. God wants that for you. Now then, the battle is half won. If I know that God is for me, and if I know that God's no respecter person, if I know that what God says, the one he says to all of us, then I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm eligible for my healing. So then that means my battle is half won. I don't have to worry about the harassment of mind and thought as to whether or not God would want me to be healed. I know that God wants me to be healed. I know that God wants me to be blessed. I told you the other night, the Bible said, and I will make you to ride upon the high places of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob. I will make all of your beds in the time of your sickness. I will give you the desires of your heart if you'll delight yourself in me. And the Bible said, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get wealth. For the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Come on, folks. God don't want any sorrow to your heart. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God is for you. And if God is for you, who then can be against you? So then God is on your side tonight. That means that you have everything. For if God's for you, who can be against you? The Bible said that nothing can separate you from the love of God. The love of God is so strong that God gave the best that heaven could afford when he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to die for your sins. And so then tonight, That means that God is on your side. That means that God is for you. And that means that God wants you to have all these blessings that I'm speaking of tonight, folks. Somebody say hallelujah. All right, so then God's for us tonight. God's with us tonight. God's on our side tonight. You're God's people tonight. Hallelujah. So then God has given us strength tonight that we might go on and fight the battle of faith. And God is with you wherever you go, no matter what the enemy is. He said, if the enemy comes out against you one way, I'll make him to flee before you seven ways. He said that I will be your victory. I will be your triumph. I will be your God. I'll make all of your beds in the time of your sickness. Hallelujah. Then God is for you. This is what we've got to come to realize that God is on our side. When we realize God is on our side, all of the doubts begin to leave our mind. All of the frustration begins to leave our lives. And all of a sudden we realize that we've got God with us. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Who's going to be against God's people? Who can stand before God's people? I remember David of old when he went out into the valley, Goliath standing on the hillside, and Goliath giving his challenge, this great, huge man giving his challenge. And the soldiers were afraid. And everybody was afraid. They didn't know what to do. But God reached out on the hillside and took a little old boy from among the sheep coat. And this little fellow had been out there with his father's sheep. He didn't know anything but just to sling his slingshot. And there he met the bear, and he overcome the bear. And there he met the lion, and he overcome the lion. And when God got ready for victory, he didn't call for a great general. He didn't call for a great king. He just reached out there and got a little shepherd boy. See, folks, this relates to you and I. We may not be great. We may not be a king. We may not be some celebrity. But God's looking for a little shepherd boy tonight. Somebody that's got the heart of God that's willing to stand up against the oppositions of the world. And here God is looking for you tonight. God is wanting you tonight. So then God is on your side tonight. God reached out there. He got this little shepherd boy. He got this little shepherd boy. And he picked him up. He made him a king. This little boy walked out through the valley, down through the brook, picked up a few little stones, took that little sling. You know, we got a little sling that's called faith. A little sling of faith. And there's a little stone that's called the Word of God that's been hewed out of the mountain. The Bible said it came rolling down through Babylon, tearing down the kingdoms of the world. And here he put that little old stone within that sling, and he began to go up toward the giant. And that giant screamed out and told him, I'll do thus and thus to you. I'll take your head off with my sword. But the little shepherd boy just kept dancing and singing and saying, you come with a sword, and you come in your own power. But I come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come in the name of the Lord. And that little sling that he had, and that stone that he had, he put it together. He had practiced a long time with that thing. Folks, as a lot of you have had a lot of practice. Hallelujah, you've had a lot of practice. You've had to fight the devil a long time. And he had that little sling, and he just came. He kept coming, and he kept singing. And after a while, when he got in the right place, he turned that little stone loose. And the Bible said the mighty power of God took that stone and brought it right to the head, and down with the power of opposition. Down with the power of opposition. And David stood over this great figure, reached down and got that huge sword, had to take both hands. And he came up and he took away the head. Took away the head. That's what God's wanting you to do tonight. God's wanting you to stand up in the face of opposition. Come on, folks. God's wanting you to stand up in the face of opposition. Let me tell you tonight, that cancer don't mean nothing. That disease that you have don't mean nothing. Those problems that you have don't mean nothing. God just wants you to stand up against them and take faith tonight. He wants you to stand up and take faith tonight. If you take faith in God tonight, you can defeat every power of opposition tonight. It doesn't matter if it's poverty, God will take it away. It doesn't matter if it's sickness, God will take it away. We've had God to restore people's mind, people that went insane. We've got people in our compound in America. Some people that had went insane. They had to put them in an insane asylum. They tried to get psychiatrists to help them. They spent all kind of money, but it didn't work. But brothers and sisters, when we prayed for them and we taught them the word of God as to what they could understand, and we spoke this word to them, God restored their minds. God restored their minds. Today they're sober, they're sound, and they're living there. One of them is a businessman that has married a wife, that's got a family. One of the most brilliant men that we've got among us there. Why was that? Because he dared to believe in the word of God. He dared to believe in the word of God. I remember my wife and I riding down the street over in the state of Tennessee. We were riding down this road. All of a sudden we looked and there was a great commotion. And there was numbers of cars parked around right in the middle of the street. And we saw these children running around after a mother. And the mother running around with her shoes off in the middle of the street. And while she was running around in the middle of the street, I stopped to see what the confusion was. Numbers of people were standing there. No one knew what to do. I jumped out of the car, my wife and I together. I went over to where she was, and the woman had lost her mind. She'd gone insane, and she was in the middle of the road, and she was insane, and the little children following her around, not knowing what to do. I walked over to her. My wife walked over to her. We caught her by the arm, got her into our car, got the little children out of danger. And when she sat down in the car, I began to pray. And I began to speak the word of God and 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 speak the word of God. And I began to rebuke the devils and the demons. And all of a sudden, those devils and demons left. And she began to come to her sanity and began to speak to us as a sober, sane person. And there she invited us to her home, took us to her home and prepared something for us to drink. And her husband was literally astounded. He was literally astounded because God had worked a great, mighty miracle. God had worked a great, mighty miracle. All because of faith in God. And tonight, all God's asking you to do to have faith in God. Have faith in God, Jesus said. We need to have faith in God. Don't cast away thy faith, which hath great recompense of reward. Thy faith will reward thee. Don't cast it away. God has something for you tonight. It's for you tonight. That's the beauty of salvation. It is for you. It's an individual thing, and God is wanting to do something for you. See, you might say, well, Brother Pike, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy either, folks. I've never met anybody throughout the entire world that is worthy. The Bible said God looked down from heaven and there was none good. No, not one. All had gone astray. God had laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was the one that was bruised for our transgressions. And the chastisement of our peace was upon his back, by whose stripes we're healed. I've never met anybody that was worthy. I've never met anybody that was worthy. But the Bible says that God purifies our heart by faith. So then tonight we're looking to God to purify our heart by faith and to justify us by faith of the works of his Son, Jesus. And tonight that blood is still on the seat of atonement. That blood is on the seat of atonement tonight. And it's on the seat of atonement for the Filipino people. We were talking today about God in the Philippines. When I was preaching in our African crusade and God was moving so, and I preached to the people that gathered there. Thousands of people as they came around, we preached to them. And I preached concerning the God of Kenya. The God of Kenya. And tonight I'm preaching on the God of Manila. The God of Manila. The God of the Philippines. The God of Manila. The great and mighty God of the Filipino people. I'm speaking of that God tonight, this great and mighty God. This God of Manila, not the God of the USA, not the God of Germany, not the God of Japan, but the God of Manila. God is here. God wants to heal you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're preaching on the God of Manila tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great and mighty God. We know that he's the God of all the world and all the universe. But beloved friend, tonight he's the God of Manila. He's here tonight. The Bible said, two or three gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. And here we are gathered together as being tonight. Hallelujah. How beautiful. The Bible says, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain. I wish we had hours to go into the revelation of that. But the veil of the temple was rent in twain. That is to say, this darkness that is gathered around you, God has driven this darkness back, and He's made a new way, a more consecrated way, a more perfect way. That is to say, through His flesh, after having slain His own body, He said to them, He said, destroy this temple. I'll raise it up in 3 days. And the Bible said they understood not that He spake of His body. But remember, He rent that veil in two. He rent that veil in two. That middle wall of iniquity that stood between you and God. Jesus came down and He rent that veil in two. And tonight, beloved friend, that middle wall of partition is not between you and God anymore. Sin is gone. I know the devil will tell you that you've got to sin every day. He'll say, well, everybody sins. Don't believe a word of it. Somebody says, Brother Pike, everybody sins. Don't believe a word of it. None of it's true. Everybody don't sin. The Bible said, they that are born of God cannot sin, because they're born of God, and the seed of God remaineth in them, and they cannot sin because they're born of God. Now, who are you going to believe? The Bible said, let every man be a liar, and the word of God be true. Are you going to believe some doctrine or some man that tells you that you're going to sin every day? Or are you going to believe the word of God that says, he that is born of God cannot sin? The Bible said, he that God sendeth will speak God's word. That's God's word I'm speaking to you tonight. That's where our faith comes in. The veil of the temple has been rent in twain, and God has taken away the iniquity of us all. And tonight, we have this wonderful, wonderful word of God. By faith, we can be healed. By faith, we can be saved. By faith, we can be free from sin. And by faith, we can be free from death. Come on, folks. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. So then tonight, we're here in the great, wonderful city of Manila. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people waiting for the voice of God and waiting for deliverance from God. Standing here tonight, there are many people that need deliverance. We're not going to preach very long tonight. I've not held you very long any night. Folks, I've been talking to God about you. Today is the first day in 5 days that I've left my room outside of coming here and going straight back. And today I got out over in the evening for a few minutes. But every night, though I wrestled against sleep, and I would doze and try to pray, but every night for 5 nights straight, I went to my knees, and I left my knees when the sun come up in the morning. For 5 solid nights to pray for you, I saw the dawning of the day for 5 nights straight. I prayed for you and watched for the dawning of the day as I prayed to God that God would break the yoke and drive away the demon spirits from you, that you might have liberty and that you might have healing, beloved friend, because I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about you. I want you to stand with me tonight. Will you stand with me tonight? It's a little bit late, and we're not going to hold you long. But I want, while Sister Dale and them, or our beloved brethren here, are playing, I want you to come across here. I can't take up a lot of time with you. If I pray for very many, I'll have to kind of keep you moving. But folks, I'm laying hands on you. The Bible said if you're sick, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And if they've committed any sins, the Bible says, those sins shall be forgiven them. So tonight, while they come across here, I'm going to pray for them. And I'm going to lay hands on you. And God's going to heal you. You come in faith tonight. Remember, God wants you healed. Can you believe that tonight? See, don't come wondering if God's going to heal you or if you're good enough to be healed. Don't come like that. Come tonight believing that God wants you healed. God wants you healed. And God's going to heal you tonight. So then come with me tonight. for you.
Kaya'y panalangin.
God wants you healed tonight.
Gusto ng Panginoon pagalingin.
Hallelujah! God is wanting you healed tonight. Glory to God.
Pinito, purihin ang Diyos.
Somebody say hallelujah.
May masabing hallelujah.
Let's lift my hands up and make a joyful noise to the Lord tonight. Can you? Come on, I feel the devils and the demons sleeping. I feel the power of God moving tonight.
Hallelujah.
I feel the yoke being broken.
Hallelujah.
Can you say hallelujah?
Masasabi niyo bang hallelujah?
Glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, folks, everyone that needs God tonight. I want you to come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on. Hallelujah, Lord, God's moving tonight. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Everybody that will, come up here. Everybody that will in our great African crusade. Thousands of people came in around that altar. As we pray and God move, come on up here tonight. Come on. Let God bless you tonight. God said, whomsoever I bless would be blessed. He said, whoever I bless would be blessed. Do you believe that? Do you believe I have the power to bless you tonight? Hallelujah. Jesus said, I do. Jesus said, I do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus is here.
Let me tell you tonight. A lot of people will say, don't follow a man. A lot of people will say, don't follow a man. But there was a man by the name of Christ Jesus. And you better follow tonight. And Paul said, follow me. As I follow Christ. Find your leader. And follow him. As they follow Christ. Somebody would say, but Brother Pike, aren't you afraid you'll take God's glory? I'm not afraid I'll take God's glory. God has already given it to me. And the Bible said, my glory I will not give to another. But glory to God, I'm not another. God of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Paul said, it's not my living, but it's Christ living within me. And the life I live by the Son of God. The Bible said, give honor to the brotherhood. Give an honor to all. And double honor to them that labor in the gospel. Esteeming them very highly. For their work's sake. Don't feel like you're going to overdo it. Paul said, you received me of the Lord himself. You would have plucked out your eyes for me. Said, where is that love and honor you had for me? What's happened to it? Jesus stood and spoke of John the Baptist. He said, you called John a prophet. Hallelujah. He said, let me tell you, he's more than a prophet. This is whom I speak of. He goes before my face to prepare my way. When he spoke of Moses, he said, Miriam, Aaron, wasn't you afraid to speak against my prophet Moses?
Wonderful happened.
For he said, there's none like him in all the land. He's faithful in all of his house.
Hallelujah.
The angel said, O thou beloved man of God. He called him the mighty man of God. Gideon, the mighty man of God. When he spoke of Daniel.